This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and take control of the airwaves with our toll-free numbers, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
As you may have heard a little bit of news about a little hurricane called Dorian that evidently ravaged the Bahamas. I've not watched this because I'm an American, so I don't pay attention to things that happen.
It's the truth. I mean, like, it's not that obviously Bahamian lives are worth all that American lives are, but for some reason, viscerally, I've been taught, I guess, I've been socialized to think of those people that are 80 miles from Florida as different and foreign and unimportant compared to, say, people who are farther away in San Diego, right? Like people in
That's a good point.
Bahamas are closer to me than the people in San Diego.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I've been taught to care about the people in Jacksonville or whatever. Dodged a bullet there. Everything's fine. I mean, Dorian just sat on top of, as a Cat 4 hurricane, just sat on top of these folks in the Bahamas.
And flattened it.
See, my perspective is different because I also don't particularly care about the people in Jacksonville, Florida, or San Diego.
Join the club.
So destitute survivors of Hurricane Dorian, which did hit the Bahamas, who lost much of what they had to the powerful storm, packed a government office in the Bahamas on Monday, desperate for a document that could be their ticket off the overwhelmed islands, a clean criminal record. Now, the Bahamas, are they independent? What is their government set up like?
What do you mean independent?
I mean, are they like Puerto Rico or are they like Venezuela? Do they have their own government or are they wards of the United States government?
They are their own country.
They're their own country. They're not part of the U.S.
Okay. Hoping to reach Florida, they took every available seat inside the stuffy criminal records office in the Capitol to request a piece of paper that, along with their passports, could free them to travel to the United States. Nobody knows where to turn. Nobody knows what to do, said Madeline Lewis, 19, who would like to stay with relatives in Miami and maybe find work. Try to start a new life and then go back to Abaco because that's our home.
Well, it sounds like, that's the reason that they don't want to let people in is because, hey, let's go to America. There's a hurricane coming and not come back for a while. And it sounds like, while I would say, yes, absolutely, people should be evacuated and it shouldn't matter what their criminal status is. It shouldn't matter in any of these things. Get them over here. But
I don't see the problem with them wanting to come over here, be productive members of society.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it either.
But that's what everybody's worried about, right? Like, that's what the concern is that they're going to use the opportunity to come over here to stay.
I mean, more power to them. Let them stay.
If they get jobs and they work, but
if they don't, they should starve like every other organism that refuses to sustain its own existence.
Indeed.
So some 200 miles away, people from the Bahamas were landing in Fort Lauderdale trying to figure out their next move. A cruise ship on a relief mission docked near West Palm Beach on Sunday with some 1,400 people from the Bahamian city of Freeport on board. The crisis wrought by Dorian, which killed at least 45 people and likely many more, has begun to be felt in earnest in Florida, with storm victims who own little more than the donated clothes on their backs arriving to seek respite, at least temporarily, from the utter ruin back home.
Yeah, it is another ruin. I have seen pictures of the devastation in the Bahamas. It's literally, when I said flattened, I meant it, because houses were flattened.
I have not looked yet. They do have a link to it. I assume that's going to have the pictures and all of that, but I will just take your word for it. I can imagine.
I've seen some of them, but it's all you have to do is say a Category 4 hurricane sat on top of the Bahamas for a while. And it was big, and it was slow. And, yeah, I mean, flattened is probably the best term to use for what happened.
About 4,000 Bahamians have
Bahamians.
Arrived. Bahamians.
Bahamians, not Bohemians.
Bahamians.
Bahamians. That's what I said.
Bahamians.
I said Bahamians.
Bahamians.
Why would it be Bahamians?
Because that's what it is.
It's not Bahamian Islands.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not making it up.
I believe you, but I'm not going to say
Florida,
it that way.
So well, I guess we'll have to defer to you, right?
Yeah, yes, you do.
I'm not. 2,000 each of these Bahamians.
Bahamians.
Arrived by air and by sea, said Diane Sepetino, the head of Customs and Border Patrol in the Border Protection Office in Miami, who is coordinating the response.
Miami.
Miami.
Now, people from Florida and people from Miami, legitimately, you know, like longtime residents, people whose family has been there for a long time, do actually say Miami.
I don't care what Florida man says.
Just saying.
The United States has a long history of allowing evacuees of natural disasters to enter the country, and many of them stay. Tens of thousands of people from Honduras and Nicaragua came to the United States after Hurricane Mitch in 1998. More fled El Salvador and, let me guess, is that El Salvador?
El Salvador, yeah.
Yeah. After earthquakes in 2001, and many Haitians or Haitians, right?
Haitians.
Haitians arrived in the aftermath of the 2010 earthquake. The one that, you know, the Clinton Foundation helped enrich themselves off of while actually doing nothing to help the people of Haiti.
That would never happen.
Yeah. So the Minister of Tourism and Aviation in the Bahamas said, the government there did not exactly know how many people had left or relocated.
I don't imagine they could keep track of those people at all.
I imagine the government's defeated, right? Isn't this the sort of thing that defeats government?
It was defeated already.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bahamian government's a mess.
The Bahamian
government is a mess.
On Great Abaco Island, officials estimate that half the population of 20,000 has left for other places.
Seems like a good idea with a Cat 4 hurricane's bearing down on you.
It was only a population of 20,000. That's smaller than the population here of Keene.
Yes.
Right? And this was their entire island's population.
Time to get out.
And about half of those people are gone. There's no economic recovery there. The other 10,000 simply have to leave as well. Well, I mean, there is economic recovery, but it's going to take decades. I mean, you just lost half of the population.
Well, you'll probably find, as my guess, is that some people will, some Americans will see real estate deals on the horizon. And they, opportunities, I mean deals in the sense, you know, like discounts, real estate discounts.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
And so they're going to roll in with their cash. And then once they do, they want things like electricity and water and things like that, and so you have to spread the wealth around to get that, and you know then they'll be able to use those that money to build things up.
Good point. Evidently, this guy, the Minister of Tourism and Aviation in the Bahamas, is a pretty decent state figure as far as state figures go, saying, I don't think the U.S. should have any worry about the quantities of people that are coming in.
No.
Those who are coming in are not going to become burdens to the state.
Oh, but that doesn't stop the U.S. from worrying about it.
Well, it doesn't stop, yeah, and the jingoists over there, and generally in the Republicans, and the Democrats who are blind to the people who do want to come here to essentially leech off the state, they're just blinded in different ways. Most of the travel...
Well, the Democrats want the free votes.
Yes.
And generally if somebody's coming to this country, they're coming from a poorer country, not a richer one. Poor people tend to vote more liberal, and by liberal I mean socialist, social welfare programs. They want the free programs. Who doesn't want free money? And so, I can totally see why Republicans don't want people coming here and voting for the Democrats, and I can totally see why the Democrats want people here to come here and vote for them.
I can too. So let's eliminate the voting apparatus and the state that it upholds.
Well, let's just eliminate votes for people who aren't U.S. citizens or naturalized.
I can't get on board with that.
Why not?
Because it's an arbitrary distinction. I don't care if somebody was born here or if they, you know, walked 10 miles to get here or 10,000 miles to get here.
Voting is all about arbitrary decisions.
Yes, that's why I don't approve of it. I think it should be dismantled.
Well, fine. I think it should be dismantled, too, but it's not going to happen. We will have a president in 2020.
Will we?
Who's we? Yes, there will be a president of the United States of America in 2020. Yes.
I'm going to continue hoping there won't be.
Well, that's Pollyannish.
It's what?
Pollyannish.
Oh, sure.
Bahamian.
855-450-3733.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the Bahamas, who just got ravaged by Hurricane Dorian, or Dorian. However, we're pronouncing things arbitrarily tonight, in case you missed the last segment, because Mark doesn't know how to pronounce things.
Look, people from the Bahamas are called Bahamian. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm totally not calling them that.
Yeah.
So, most of the travelers will be people...
What do you call people from Mississippi, besides rednecks?
Mississippians?
Okay.
What else would I call them?
I don't know. What you'd call them?
I mean,
they
are primarily rednecks. I mean,
rednecks? Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of those.
I'm just teasing. I'm from Florida, so, you know, we have this natural sort of southern rivalry. People from Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, you know, they all kind of rib each other about these sorts of things.
Yeah. About which one is the largest redneck? It's Alabama. I can answer that question definitively.
Right. See, you being from Mississippi, you get to say it's from Alabama.
Oh, it's absolutely Alabama. So most of the travelers the Bahamas got ravaged by this hurricane. Flattened seems to be the appropriate descriptor. And a lot of them are understandably trying to get out of the Bahamas. So they're coming.
I would have thought they were trying to get out before.
I would have hoped so, but, you know, I imagine it's kind of difficult to evacuate an island in the kind of numbers that would have been necessary. So, most Bahamians, according to Mark, he added, probably need a little time away to catch themselves, take a hot bath, a good meal, and then determine what is next. Now, that's the Minister of Travel and Tourism or whatever from the Bahamas talking about how the people of the Bahamas, you know, they're hardworking. They're not coming there to mooch off the state. They might need a little bit of time to catch themselves, understandably. I did when I moved to New Hampshire. It's jarring to do something like that, especially if the reason you're doing it is because your home just got smacked around by a hurricane.
And washed out to sea, yeah.
So the robust Bahamian community in South Florida, which has deep ties to the islands, has been eager to welcome the new arrivals.
Right, and I suspect they want to give help.
I imagine they do, because people are generally good.
And they're probably
stupid,
opening their
good.
Homes for at least for a limited period of time to, you know, offer assistance to these people.
Yep.
Sure.
We saw the same thing in Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. I worked at a casino hotel at the time. We owned another property that was being renovated, and we completely opened up the hotel.
The renovated one? The one being renovated or the,
yes,
the new one? The one you were working at?
The one being renovated. They sent me over there to work at it, but I didn't work there primarily. Nobody did except the construction crew. But they had this newly renovated hotel that we weren't using for any other purpose because it was under construction. All 900-ish rooms filled with people from Katrina. And that was not an unusual thing for any of the casinos there in Tunica, Mississippi to have done.
They have 900-room hotels?
I don't think it was 900. Okay. I was thinking about the 9 floors and averaging probably 100 floors per room, but it was actually probably closer to 40 per floor. So, I mean,
still a big thing for Mississippi.
Yeah. Certainly. And, you know, nobody minded going over there to help out. So, ideally, yes, the Bahamian community in South Florida will be opening their doors for these people. But the rush to fill flights and ferries with storm survivors has raised questions about what immigration rules apply for Bahamians seeking refuge in the United States. Now, let's take a moment to bask in the immorality on display here, right? So, these people's island, their homeland...
Mispronunciation.
What?
And the mispronunciation.
Yeah, the poor people. Their island, their homeland, was destroyed by this hurricane. And they're trying to come here to escape that, to build a better life for themselves in whatever form that may be, even if that is ultimately going back home. And we're like, what rules apply to these people who just lost everything and have nowhere to go? What can we do to keep these poor people from getting in?
Law and order, ladies and gentlemen. Law and order.
Indeed.
Absolutely horrific. So President Trump told reporters in Washington on Monday that the United States needed to be cautious. Everybody needs totally proper documentation, he said. The Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there.
What?
Yes, like Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Maybe.
No, Jeffrey Epstein went to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, he had his own.
I'm sure he went to the Bahamas more than once.
Yeah, and that's one thing you're pointing out is that there's this sort of double standard in many countries where the United States citizens can come in with no visa at all.
Yeah.
And just, you know, wander on in. But if you want to go from that country to the United States, you've got to fill out all kinds of paperwork.
This was true of the Roman Empire back in the day as well. A Roman citizen could go anywhere in the world they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't simply walk into Rome in the same way that you, being a United States citizen, can essentially go anywhere in the world that you want.
One wonders how you proved, in the ancient world, how you proved you were a Roman citizen.
I have no idea.
Right? I mean, you know, it's...
I'm sure they had some kind of way.
If it was a tattoo, you just get the tattoo. If it's papers, you just take their papers away. They're not a citizen anymore. Like, whatever it is, it's not like you can tick, 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 pull up the computer and say, you know, the centurion pulls up the computer and says, oh, yes, you are a citizen.
I don't know.
Well, definitely not that. Yeah. You know that's not true.
So Mr. Trump did not mention any country by name, but many undocumented Haitians live in the Bahamas, particularly on Abaco Islands. So, okay, so good on the Bahamas for allowing undocumented people to live there.
I suspect they just don't care as long as they have a job.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we should care about. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I care whether or not they have a job is because if they don't, then the United States government is going to rob me to make me keep them alive.
Pay for them, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't approve of that. So yes, in that current system, I want them to have a job when they get here.
That's how I feel too.
But let's
at the very least get a job relatively quickly after getting here.
But we don't have to make them get a job if there's no social welfare system. Reality, the universe, will make them get a job because they will get hungry.
Right. Is all you have to do is basically not hand out free stuff.
Yeah.
To folks. And I mean, you know, I know the UN has refugee rules, but we shouldn't have those rules. Those are dumb rules. Just handing out a bunch of free money to people, shouldn't have it.
So Trump says, I don't want to allow
churches
people...
will take care of those things. Don't worry.
Yes.
The Bahamian community in South Florida appears to be eager to let the Bahamians, to take care of the Bahamians.
Yeah, absolutely. Let them do it. So Trump goes on to say, I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come into the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and
He's going to be called racist for saying that.
Well, he is. I mean, he wouldn't care if these people were from Greece.
What? I don't know.
Or the United Kingdom or Germany or Italy. Maybe a little from Italy because it's kind of Mediterranean. So they get pretty dark.
I don't know. I mean, to me, he has to be racist in order to be racist. I'm not going to draw conclusions. I don't know.
I think he's probably
There are plenty
racist.
Of white people from the Bahamas.
True. And I'm sure that Trump has no objection to those people coming.
They call them, well, that's just your opinion on Trump.
It is, but there's good reason to think that.
They call them Conky Joes. That's what the nomenclature is for white people from Bahamas.
What do you think about the Bahamas? Should we allow these refugees in? 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Speaking to a packed house, the president jokes about winning a third term.
And 2026. And I said, well, wait a minute. Under the normal rules, I'll be out in 2024, so we may have to go for an extra term. Okay? Oh, they're going crazy. They're going crazy. Tomorrow you're going to see headlines. Trump wants an extra term. I told you. He wants an extra term, ladies and gentlemen. We told you he's a dictator. We told you. No, I'm only kidding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever you would like. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the Bahamas and the Trump administration's typical line about how, you know, it's very bad people, gang members and drug dealers and rapists and all these other things that
they're hanging out at a hurricane ravaged Bahamas just waiting to come over to the United States on some kind of seaplane.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's totally a lunatic, whether he's racist or not. He at least is a nationalist. Anyone who is not a naturally born American citizen, Donald Trump hates. And hate is probably a strong word.
He certainly wants to make it difficult for them to come to the country.
I would say he doesn't value them.
Certainly in the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like it's transparent that the value for American citizens is higher than it is for other types of citizens. I know that there are people out there saying, there's no country in the history of the world that hasn't been able to survive without keeping in its borders intact, right? Have you heard this shtick?
No, but I mean, that's kind of, yes, let's get rid of these borders and let's let it destroy the United States. I mean, that's a good plan. Let's go with that. Can we do that? Can we please do that?
Yeah. Well, I would say, in fact, that the United States did fine without the tough borders it's had since the 1960s.
Sure. I mean, prior to that, wasn't it constitutionally up to the states to decide their own naturalization and citizenship process?
Naturalization was up to the U.S. government, but
immigration was up to the states.
Right. So
whether you could come in and work was up to the states.
Strangely, believe it or not, non-citizens in many states for some for plenty of the United States history could vote, but they weren't necessarily naturalized U.S. citizens. Naturalization has been left up to the United States government. Citizenship isn't a term that was used until, I think, the 13th or 14th Amendment. So, you know, that's 1860s, and which is almost a full 100 years after the founding of the United States. So it gets kind of murky in here as far as it goes, but I think that most people now consider the federal government, basically the federal government, which was supposed to be the organization that took a federation of states, has now become a state. It is a country in and of itself. It was never meant to be that.
No, it was meant to be more like the European Union.
Well, the European Union's probably on the path to becoming more like the federal government.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's going down that road as fast as it can.
Yes, as quickly as it can, yeah.
Let's go into the phones, however, once I can get this stuff out of my way. We've got Rod calling in from Maine. Rod, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yo, 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 drag queen train.
I don't think you said anything we wanted to hear. So anyway, thanks for the call. So the confusion over who could come was highlighted over the weekend when 119 people from the Bahamas were ordered to get off a ferry bound for Florida because they did not have the necessary United States travel visas.
Well, your papers? Your papers, please. Now, papers?
This is 119 people trying to escape.
Leave a disaster zone that can't go because they don't have the proper paperwork. Oh, we're not sure. Where's your birth certificate? There's just a category 4 hurricane. I don't have it.
Right. That something as flimsy as a birth certificate would be among the first things destroyed by a category 4 hurricane that just sort of sat on your home for a period of a few days. Well, let's give this another shot, getting back into the phones. We've got Jack calling from Jackson. Jack, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys this evening?
Hey, how are you going?
What's on your mind?
Good, well, thank you. One of you, I believe the name is Aria.
So yeah, that's me.
I believe that Trump hates anybody from that is from another country that's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. Am I quoting you correctly?
You are. I did clarify that he doesn't value them in the same way that
I
he values.
That hate, and hate is a strong word, and then he went on to say some other things. So am I correct, though, that you said that?
I said that, and then very quickly.
Yes, counselor, I believe you're correct, sir.
I'm trying to make sure we're on the same page. Does he hate his wife, then? I mean, why would he marry a woman that he hates?
Because she was hot, and she was willing to sleep with him in return to get some of his money.
And where do you get that information from?
By the fact that she was a Russian mail order bride and prostitute and model.
A prostitute?
What do you mean? So can you cite the sources of how you know these things about her?
Not off the top of my head.
I didn't think so. You're
okay.
A good shit.
We do have a fancy little thing called a dump button here. Yeah. Look, I very quickly rectified that statement, right?
I just wanted to get on and harass you.
Yeah.
You don't know that sufficiently like my favorite politician.
I don't know if she was a prostitute or not.
That's what you just said.
Well, okay. I say a lot of things,
okay.
Mark. I don't necessarily stand by them.
All right.
Once they come out of my mouth, they're fair game.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, yeah, okay, yes, I will say that. I will stand by that. She was not simply a prostitute in the past. She is a prostitute right now.
How so?
She is married to Donald Trump. She's not in love with him. He's not in love with her.
How do you know this?
She's getting... Because I know how
it seems to be a loveless marriage to me, and you're calling her a prostitute in the sense that everybody's a prostitute, right?
Like no. If there's love involved, that's not a prostitute. I will gladly say that. But
we're all trading something for something in this world.
Sure.
Right?
This is just sex for money, right?
Yes.
How often does he even see her?
I don't know. I don't know the intimate details of their marriage.
She lives in New York and he lives in Washington.
But based on everything that I've seen, from him not carrying his umbrella over her to all sorts not holding her hand, to just little simple basic things like that that you could see Bush and his wife doing, Bush Jr. and his wife doing, Obama and his wife doing, even Bill and Hillary, they also didn't do this kind of nonsense. Bill would not hold the umbrella for Hillary. It's because it's a loveless marriage. She was with him for political reasons. Ivanka, whatever her name is with Trump for financial reasons.
I caught myself this weekend walking with my wife, and I was on the outside of the road as opposed to the inside. And I was taught as a young man that a gentleman walks on the inside of the road to prevent, you know, for a variety of reasons, but basically as a protection for his woman from...
Yeah, because you're going to stop the 2,000-pound vehicle.
Whatever the reason is, right? The splash of mud, perhaps, whatever it might be. And so I caught myself in a situation where I would have, you know, had the picture been taken and put on the internet, I would have asked, and it was somebody else, I'd been like, well, why weren't you on the correct side of the road? You know, why weren't you walking on the correct side of your wife? So, I mean, you know, what can happen...
I'm shocked that such a thing exists.
What can happen in a moment and have a picture taken is not indicative necessarily of the relationship, is all I'm saying. This is, I don't know. I've seen the same pictures you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't look to me... I bet you the media, who has been called out over and over and over and over again by Trump, is probably not particularly happy with him. And I'm going to go ahead and say that the mainstream media is a bunch of, you know, dithering, you know, they belie the term journalist. It's terrible what they out there, they use the term journalist to describe themselves. You people aren't journalists. You don't even know what journalism is. And if Trump gives you trouble, good. I don't care. Like, they're angry at Trump. They want to portray him badly. And so they take some pictures that look bad. Fine. I don't care about any of that.
I would agree.
The thing is, there's so many of these pictures, though.
Yeah, there's preponderance of them. So what?
I'm not 100% certain of anything, but I'm saying based on what I've seen and observed, Trump does not love her and she does not love him.
I don't know.
He loves young, hot women, and she loves money.
I don't know what she loves. I don't know what their relationship is like. I'm not going to take any kind of wild guess. I will say that Trump has, I will agree with you that Trump has shown that he does not value other people from other countries as much as he values United States citizens. But I will also admit that, sadly, I've been socialized into the same thing. He plays to jingoism, sure. Beyond that, I don't know that I'm ready to get on board.
Is Trump's wife a prostitute? Let us know. 855-450-3733.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app. Free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get in on the line with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. I want to thank the amplifiers, all of them, but specifically I'm going to thank Nathan Benson tonight. Nathan Benson is a silver amplifier, and Nathan, like you, Ken, went to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. One would presume that Nathan amped the program because he values, I don't know, spreading the ideas of liberty, or perhaps a place where people can call in and say what they want. Not just call in and say what they want. Or you just said some ridiculous stuff on the air. Anybody can do it. And then, you know, you call in, and Free Talk Live upholds a sort of freedom of speech that nobody else does. It's amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. If you value the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or any of the amendments, Free Talk Live is the place you want to amp because we support them all.
Let's get straight into the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you just put me on because he said, speaking of saying ridiculous things on the air, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was the plan.
I think I'm the best at saying
ridiculous
things.
I gave her the symbol for
Davis.
Yeah, Aria, get off that ferry, Aria.
I got one for Mark. Not a refugee.
I got one for Mark, too. Look, just heard that ad just a minute ago on hold, looking for that edge during those intimate moments.
No. It wasn't my voiceover. But they do say that, yes, in one of the ads, yes.
Yeah, no, I keep getting paperless illegals coming into my property, cross my borderline almost every night. I can hear them outside chewing.
Are you talking about the cows?
Sounds like cows.
Eating stuff that doesn't belong to them. Yeah, they keep, I put up a wall.
Well, to be fair, it's grass and it doesn't belong to you either.
Maybe it does.
I mean, you can say it does.
It's in my political jurisdiction. It belongs to me. and they keep coming across my wall without papers.
Is the United States government, about you belonging to them, therefore legitimate?
What you
because you're within their political jurisdiction?
Is get that moo-do of theirs and mix it up and make some compost. I understand that the value of compost is almost the value of beef.
And it tastes not quite as good,
well,
but...
Well, you don't eat it.
Oh, you don't? That's what I've been doing wrong.
I'm talking about selling it to the Flatlanders. I guess they're all Flatlanders where you are. Selling it to the city folk or whatever, just there at the driveway.
Well, they are selling it. That's where I got it. They said it was good stuff. I tried it. It didn't taste so good to me.
Thanks for the call, David.
David, thanks. Let's get right back into the calls. We've got David from Jackson, I think, Missouri. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Michigan. Jackson, Michigan.
Michigan, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I was just going to say, the whole thing about the Bahamas, it's a whole chain of islands there. I agree with Trump. Why don't they just go over to the next island that's still habitable? There's not all the islands got damaged. Only the area where the hurricane parked itself over, yeah, that got wiped out. Well, hey, right over there on the horizon, there's another island there, and everything's okay over there. Just go over there. Oh, no, no, we got to go to the United States. Yeah, we got to go all the way over to the United States. I mean, that's like Hawaii. If you get a storm in Hawaii and it wipes out the one of the islands, oh, well, son of a gun, we got to go to California now. No, there's an island right there on the other side of the horizon there that everything's okay there. Let's go over there. No,
a lot of Hawaiians leave and they're able to do that without too much trouble.
Yeah, but Dorian is still going, and it's hit Canada. It says the latest news here, heavy rains and powerful winds have wiped out the power grid in areas of Nova Scotia.
Yep,
hundreds
Nova Scotia.
Of thousands of people are without power there now. Well, Nova Scotia, what? We got to go to the United States. We don't have any power. We're all wiped out.
We should be so lucky.
That's crazy.
I think it's beautiful. The United States having a reputation as being the place people go when they're in trouble. Holy crap, man. Yes, that's the reputation I want.
Sure. Just go there. Hey, free welfare.
I think what's going on in the Bahamas.
Care, free everything.
Well, no,
there shouldn't be free anything. There's nothing's free in this world, and the idea of having social welfare programs to prop up bad behavior sounds ridiculous to me. But let's not forget that Customs and Border Patrol is just another social welfare program. So what I would say is that probably the difference is the Bahamas economy isn't nearly as well developed as the United States. So when a Cat 4 hurricane lands on, call it half the islands of the Bahamas, I don't know how many, and wipes out the economy there, it's going to affect the entire nation's economy. The people that are running off to the Bahamas to do their vacationing are unlikely to do that this year. They're going to go to the British Virgin Islands or wherever they're going to go, and it doesn't matter where it hit. It's going to take them a while to come back, and the Bahamas exist almost entirely on tourist dollars.
Excellent points. David, thank you so much for the call. I love the idea of the United States having that reputation. Let's go to the people who are most capable, most qualified, and most willing to help.
You know, that's what the what's the name of that poem on the Statue of Liberty?
The New Colossus.
New Colossus, right. That's what that's all about.
Yeah, I agree with David, though. I see his concerns that people are going to come here and get a bunch of free stuff. It's a very legitimate concern. The concern is that because it's the concern, one has the concern because the concern because that has been what's happening all along. And the economy can only handle so much. Now, mostly, it's the United States government that is costing you the money, not some immigrants or some refugees or, you know, whatever. Like, even if you take all the welfare out there, you know, money being given to people who didn't pay in or whatever, and you quantified that stuff up, it's going to pale in comparison to, you know, crappy programs like, you know, Social Security, which is...
Well, how about war? I mean, that's $700 billion.
Medicare, war, you know, these two things are an incredible amount of the U.S. economy, and nobody's talking about getting rid of Medicare, where people right now who are receiving Medicare, retirees, paid in something like 33 cents on the dollar that they're receiving. That is an unsustainable program.
Obviously,
unsustainable. But we're worried about some, you know, a handful There are 20,000 people being evacuated from this one community. 20,000. If 5% of these people were illegals, that is a handful of people that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not nothing in comparison to real government programs that are really disastrous and really ripping you off.
I mean, what is supposed to be the problem with illegals in the first place? That they didn't jump through all of the hoops that the United States government told them they had to jump through?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the issue. Yes, they did not fill out the proper paperwork.
So the problem with that, though, so what is if there aren't hoops to jump through in a lot of these cases.
What if we just got rid of the hoops? So you don't have to go through any hoops. Would it be a problem then? Because if the problem is, well, they're breaking the law, well, let's get rid of the law.
Right. Well, that's the way I see it, is that what we wanted. Every country throughout history has wanted two things until very recently. Those two things were population and land. Now, the United States and any other country now ceases to want those things. If the United States had the opportunity to annex some northern state of Mexico. I don't know what they all are, but I don't know. Chihuahua, right?
Sure.
Would it take it? Hell no, it wouldn't take it. And the reason it wouldn't take it is it'd be responsible for everybody who already lives on that land from a social welfare standpoint. You'd have to suddenly start dishing out Medicaid and welfare to all those people that were on that land.
So you think it's the rise of social welfare programs?
Social welfare programs are what have changed the nature of the state. So now what the United States government does is it ships off money to countries around the world in order to, whatever reason, it's just giving money away to countries. And also, when it goes and, does its conquering, does its warlike stuff, in the past, you'd go in there, you'd send in some settlers, and you'd begin to change the population. You do all kinds of stuff in order to annex this place. But no, we don't do that. Now, we're talking about getting out of Afghanistan. Well, why? Longest war in U.S. history. It's been a disaster. It's because this new system out there is completely unprofitable. It's only profitable for the military-industrial complex. I'm not worried about a handful of immigrants coming sneaking in from the Bahamas, especially if they're working. What I'm worried about is the United States government blowing my great-grandchildren's money, because it's already blown my children's and my grandchildren's money.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone. Forget that. I mean, if you don't
Excellent
believe
points.
It, we're still paying on debt on the Civil War.
Wow.
The United States Civil War, there's still debt remaining from it, still paying interest on it.
That's the state for you. Excellent points, Mark. I never thought about the social welfare and how it changed the nature of the state as we know it. Go check out the show archives. Of course, this show will be up shortly at freetalklive.com. We have archives back going back 10 years there.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.